Pick is in. Penei Sewell. That's
what?
my prediction. I haven't seen anything yet. I haven't
okay,
seen anything
okay,
yet.
Okay. The pick is in. I got that too. FedEx commercial behind you. Hey, answer me this. You get six people on your couch. You're about to be drafted.
Yeah.
Six people.
Char, Roy, Wheezy, Rehorn, probably J-Mo, and
Bev.
Probably Madden.
Drafted a quarterback three times in their history, ironically enough. You want to hear though those draft picks were?
Alex Smith is one of them.
No.
A. Dot Smith.
The number three pick. The exact number three pick overall.
Oh, the exact
the third
number
pick where they
three.
Drafted a quarterback.
Okay.
You got to go
let
back.
Let me actually, let's guess. Let's guess. Oh, God. Was Dorsey a top three pick? No.
No.
I know. I said no. Don't tell me I didn't know. It's going to be like weird guys. It's going to be weird guys. It's going to be like, like Kezar Stadium. What's his face? Yeah, it's Kezar. It's, what's his goddamn name? I'm a bad fan.
Brody. I'm going to guess. I'm going to go with Brody.
Why
on
A. Tittle?
Why A. Tittle? Brody. And who's the third?
Oh, come on. Let's go.
Who was the first one?
Why A.
Tittle?
Why
A. Tittle?
Brody's the second. Who's the third?
Elvis Gerbach.
Jagar?
It could very well be the Mac
Drunken
Jones.
Miller. Drunken Miller. Drunken Miller.
Drunken Miller.
They say Drunken Miller could pull a truck with his teeth if you put like a rope in his mouth. I'm not kidding. That guy was trumped up to be the second coming of Jesus. Is it Drunken Miller? Final answer.
No.
God damn it.
Hold on. No, no. Hold on. Let's get this. Is it before Montana?
Yes. Well before Montana.
Ooh, well before. Yeah. Brody. Wasn't Brody?
You said Brody. You got Tittle.
Oh, yeah.
It's right
Gannon,
around.
Brody,
it's right around.
It's
sandwiched between Brody and Tittle. And it's closer to Brody than it is Tittle, obviously.
Okay, so I was minus 8 years old. Let's see here. I love when people ask me about stuff like before my time. Like I'm supposed to sit in a fucking room and study every single season of the Niners before I was born. I have no idea. I give up. Final answer.
Who is it, Ben?
Steve Spurrier.
Whoa.
Steve fucking Spurrier.
So wow. Steve Spurrier comes in.
I knew that.
Comes in, and they draft Brody 2 years later. Spurrier fucking washed aside. Brody becomes a two-time All-Pro or whatever, Hall of Famer nearly. I believe he's in the Hall of Fame. Point here, Steve Spurrier is synonymous with Mac Jones if you pick him.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Wow.
Clancy, I want to start off with this.
Whoa, introduce our guest. Give him his intro.
He needs no introduction. He needs no introduction. Mr. Alex Clancy.
I was going to say the guy supporting the team that's going to finish last in the division this year.
Oh,
you got,
man, at least
you got Niners, Seahawks, Rams cards, right?
No. You'd be introducing me if that was the case.
You guys are the worst. I immediately regret this.
Hey, Clancy, let me start here. I got a new mascot for the Seahawks.
Yeah.
It's actually the Seattle Seagulls. We are just fluttering over other teams, taking your scraps and picking them, flying them over to us, as we did with the San Francisco cornerback we picked up in the offseason, as we did with Gabe Jackson, and as we just did today. As Mr. Kamdichi walks out of the prison gates potentially out of parole and we pick him up. I want your thoughts on that. Because he did have 4.5 sacks. He did have 4.5 sacks back in 2019.
And before you do this, ladies and gentlemen, joining the stream, I think he's somewhere deep in Scottsdale, Arizona. Alex Clancy, Locked On Cards. He's our man in the desert, giving us the inside to Cardinals football.
I can do one thing that you can't right now that you'll be able to do some point soon. N-K-E-M-D-I-C-H-E. I can spell it. Because there was a lot of expletives that I would say before his last name, so now I'm able to spell his last name.
So what are we getting in Mr. N-K-E-M-D-I-C-H-E? Because he was probably the highest rated coming out of high school that Ole Miss had ever seen. Former, I think he was the number one recruit coming out of high school. And I just want to know what we're getting. Should I have high hopes, or is he Alden Smith all over again?
Whoa.
I didn't know that he was even still an undrafted free agent, like, in the system still. I haven't thought about him in a while. You know, it's true. I mean, so here's the thing, is if it weren't for the off-the-field stuff, it would have been somebody else's mistake to take. Because the Cardinals were just coming off a good year, and the fact that he dropped all the way to them was like, oh, man. This is what dreams are made of with a luck of the draft at the end of the first round. And it was his motor that just wasn't there. His desire just wasn't there. It seemed like. I mean, he showed flashes for sure, but was not long for the Cardinals.
If we put him through the Pete Carroll, everyone competes for their position every day, every snap in practice, then he may show up and we can polish him into a diamond.
I mean, if you don't follow the model of the first 8 weeks of your defense from last year, yeah. If you follow the opposite of that model.
So give me this breakdown. Hey, Clancy,
I don't know how long we have Clancy for. I'm tired of the Seahawks. Let's talk cards.
I know.
Let's talk cards.
I'm used to this. I'm not used to talking Cardinals on this damn show. It's always the 49ers and Seahawks.
Let's break down the draft this way. Wants, and it could be you personally, wants, needs, and has to haves for the Cards going into this draft.
Has to haves as a corner. I said Caleb Farley at 16 because I'm not a doctor. Most people on Twitter aren't doctors who say, no, it's his back. People have cleared him that are doctors. And he's looked at as the best corner in the draft before all this stuff happened. So I'm taking need to have his corner. I'd be happy if they went corner in the first, second round. You know, I'd have no problem with that. Once,
you're going to need it when the Niners trade for Rodgers because it's just going to be go routes guy you all day long.
Yeah. Okay. Unfortunately, our boy Benjamin Albright just tweeted out that he's going to Denver. He didn't say he's going to Denver. Mark Schlereth was quoted as saying that it's close. It's almost a done deal. So it could be Denver.
Denver. Wow.
Yeah. Just breaking news here in a different market.
Drew Lock's going to be popping, locking out of, like, he might as well leave. Pack his bags.
Go to the CFL, baby. They knew they were going to draft Kyler when they signed Cliff Kingsbury because Kyman and Cliff couldn't keep their mouth shut at the combine. I had a friend who was out drinking here in Phoenix one night, and Steve Keim was there apparently, and he was telling people that they were drafting Kyler Murray. Okay, and I don't know if that's true or not, but that is a soft source. Somebody told me that. Okay, and Kaywin, to your point about DeAndre Hopkins, have you seen the route tree that won? After I can't remember what week it was. It was DeAndre Hopkins, Tyreek Hill, Julio Jones, and somebody else. DeAndre Hopkins was 10 yards and in, all on the left side of the field. So, yeah, he had 1,400 receiving yards and 110 receptions, and he was underutilized last year. So I 100% think it's scheme and not necessarily Kyler.
Alex, now that you say this, I think Cliff Kingsbury, before he left Texas Tech, found like a shoebox of Mike Leach's route tree cards and was like, holy shit, this is fucking gold. Took it to the NFL and was like, this is the wide receiver route trees that everyone's going to run. It's only as big as my hand. I can understand this. Hey, DeAndre, come on in. Here's the most simplistic thing you have to run. And there you go. The guy's a genius.
Yeah, that's exactly just what like happened. Mike Leach. I'm sure. My buddy Rudy it's all an analog joined. Like your head coach runs into, you know, because he probably doesn't have, he probably has dial-up internet. He's 71 years old, however old he is.
Niners fans, we'll start with Todd. Who do you want at three?
Anybody but Mac Jones, honestly.
just say no to Mac.
Let's be real. The guy's 22 years old, and he's got a worse dad bod than me. We cannot trade three first-round picks for Mac Jones. It's got to be Trey Lance. Trey Lance or – yeah, sure. I would love Pitts, but it's got to be Trey Lance. Even Fields. Give me Fields. Anybody but Mac Jones. Or trade them all for Rodgers, but Alex broke the news that he's going to Denver. We'll see. This is an exciting draft. Exciting draft. I mean, our president is drunk. He's drunk tweeting right now. It's insane.
I know.
Who do you guys think the Niners are going to take?
Todd, I feel like you're just moving the line right now and trying to move the line in Vegas. Because it literally went from, like, Mac Jones at plus 350 at one point, like, yesterday, to now him, like, minus 125. And then he went, to, I think, to minus 200. And now I think it's Trey Lance is sitting, like, the proverbial favorite at
all right,
like
Alex.
Minus 125.
Thanks for joining.
Sorry, guys, I got a jet.
I saw that.
We'll hit you up on Twitter after the Cardinals' horrible pick.
I love that. I cannot wait until McCorkle Jones. It's just going to just be McCorkle. You know that's his full middle name. That's why he's called Mac, right? McCorkle is his name. Enjoy that-ish, okay? See you guys.
Please, though.
All right, Adam, who do you want at three?
I'll say this. I think it depends. Step away from the draft. It depends on what you believe. Do you believe the future of the NFL is going to go back to guys like Mac Jones, Big Ben, guys that can stand in the pocket, Tom Brady, and sling it around and be big and durable? Or do you think it's going to move in the other direction and it's going to be folks that are Justin Fields, Trey Lance, Zach, the guy from BYU? So I think it depends on what your religion is, if you will. And from there, I don't know. Shanahan's got a wild card here. And based off his offense, you look at a guy like Matt Ryan where he had a lot of success. That dude's not mobile. Dude's got an arm. Dude can sit in the pocket. You put some weapons around him. You give him a big X. You give him a big Y. And you're off and running. You already have the Y in Kittle. So I think it's either going to be Trey Lance or it's going to be Mac Jones. And if you're in the Mac Jones camp, you gave up a fuck ton of value for a dude that's going to look like, you know, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man or Big Ben by the time he's 33. And I'll say this. Mac Jones' ceiling is Big Ben. Mac Jones' floor is, you know, Danny Cannell.
Big Ben.
No, his ceiling might be Kirk Cousins. Bill Ward, you're on the clock.
I'm on the clock.
Niners. Who do you want and why?
I got two takes. I got one take that is I don't know. I'm not a GM of a billion-dollar franchise. I can't pretend to get into the minds of all the moving pieces. And then I have another take, which is my take, which is the most important opinion on the planet Earth. And that is Pitts. I want Pitts because – hey, buddy, I'm at the park. I want Pitts because it's an endorsement to Jimmy Garoppolo. It's an endorsement to everything we've built thus far. And it just feels like the right move. But if that's not the move, I'll take Lance, and we can rebuild and we can begin and we can start a new dynasty with Lance. I think that would be just fine. Aside from that, if it's Mac Jones, I'm going to become a Cowboy fan.
Amazing.
That was amazing.
All right.
I love all the smoke. Shanny has blown up everyone's ass thinking that he's going to take Mac Jones. This is such a horseshit play by him. He's got everybody from Kawakami to the Bay Area to my nearest and dearest friends thinking we're going to take Mac fucking Jones. We traded up to get this loser with a Lego body. Get the fuck out of here. Get out of here. I mean, Not to mention, Shanny has social awareness. He is actually, you know, he's got some awareness, and you don't take a lightning rod. You don't move up for a lightning rod when he would have fell to us to begin with. It's totally ridiculous that anyone is biting on this smoke screen that Shanny has thrown out. If you think Mac Jones is the selection, you're a born loser.
So Phil, if it's not Fitz and it's a quarterback, who do you think it is? Lance, Fields, or Zach, the guy from BYU is not going to be there.
I don't like Fields throwing motion, and for that reason alone, he's out. So it's got to be Lance. It's got to be Lance. I don't like a guy that winds up. I don't like a guy that has to reach down to his knees to throw. That's not going to cut it. It's got to be Lance.
So wait, is this going to become everyone hates Mac Jones? You have to, and then like, I feel like we're, because you look at Trey Lance, who knows if he's the next Trubisky? The guy's played one season at FCS and just like lit the world on fire. You go back, he wasn't even a highly recruited guy. Minnesota didn't even recruit him. And he came from like a town of 12 people. So he's never played in the big lights. Like, I feel as though
I'm with you.
I get it. Why not Fields? I feel like Fields is the most sure thing amongst the three, just with his who he's played against.
I don't like his throwing motion. Look at the tape. I have studied the tape.
Can you show us what his throwing motion looks like, Philip? You're at the park.
Yeah. Let me put down the wine here. So
I was gonna say Phil's like 8 bottles deep.
No, but whoa. I'm in a park. There's a goddamn bar mitzvah going on over there. I got my family.
Do you know who this guy's dad is?
Who?
Remember Saints?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Joe Horn.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we have Joe Horn's son, Patrick Surtain Jr. His dad played for the Dolphins. And then Asante Samuels Jr. Those are three guys that are going to go on the first round. Their dads all played in the NFL. Great bloodline.
Like Winfield last year with Minnesota. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so all the guys like, you know, you remember seeing when you had regional broadcasts only play. Now their kids are coming, and that's great. I think, to be honest, I like the idea of picking anyone where their father or their parents were professional sports athletes. Because they know exactly what it takes, right? Like they ultimately, if you're in the organization, like, you know, your son's, you know, not getting through to your son. He's not doing, you know, like he picks up the phone. Are you doing this? Are you doing that? Do you know what it takes to be a professional? Are you reviewing film? I like that pick.
And you can also like to your son, you could be like, these are the mistakes I made. These are the people mm-hmm. you need to look out for. This is a business.
If you get it,
it's not
show if you
friends,
get it,
it's show business.
If you get an interception and run it back, don't hide a cell phone in the goalpost and take it out and take a selfie and put it on Instagram. Do not do that.
But if you pick six, take it to the house, you make sure you have a touchdown in both end zones so you can pick up that cell phone.
it would be funny if you did that, but it was a flip phone like his dad.
Here's my hot take. If the Broncos do not draft Justin Fields here, that means they're getting Rodgers.
Wow, you took some information we learned earlier today, read between the tea leaves, and that's a good theory. That's a good hot take, but it's not hot. It's lukewarm at this point.
Lukewarm take. Okay, well, here's Here's another lukewarm take. Bill Walsh, great Niners coach, coached at Stanford. He says you can tell after 26 starts whether your quarterback is ready for the NFL.
26?
I can tell you this. Drew Lock doesn't have 26 starts. He ain't ready for the NFL. No. They're either trading for Rodgers or they're drafting Justin Fields here. So we will see.
So you know what's interesting is the Broncos are like the more luxurious Green Bay Packers.
Ooh, I like that.
Micah Parsons, huh? Out of Penn State.
They pick him? Hey, what's up, Baylor?
Hey, whatever happens, just know that the Lakers is in five. I got the Lakers in five. Whatever happens, you know.
That's good.
How y'all doing?
Second year in a row. Thanks for joining us. Draft night.
You know what's crazy? I miss y'all.
Oh. We're still here. We got to have you back on the show officially. This is just us hanging out.
I appreciate that. I hope the Eagles do not take Parsons from us because that's what we need.
Yeah.
I mean, we need everything on the defensive side. You know, but I would love.
You need a new owner, Baylor. You need a new owner.
I like the owner though. I do. He got a little bit of his father in him.
Yeah. Hey, you watched that 60 for 60 Al Davis versus the NFL?
You know I did. You know I did.
That was good.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. You said I'm not going to LA. I'm going up to LA.
I'm going absolutely to LA.
Put up all the what are those on the side of the road? Billboards you can that says the Raiders are coming. Get everyone hyped. And yeah. We're moving in. Coliseum, we're in.
Hey, good old Al Davis. Speed, speed, speed.
How you hey, feeling Baylor. About how you feeling about Gruden, Baylor?
Oh man. I don't know, man. Like Gruden always has a special place in my heart because he did at one time turn the franchise around. Like we had an identity, like a killer offense. We had a solid defense. We had solid defensive players. You know what? Greg Beaker don't get enough love. Yeah, I'll give a shout out to Greg Beaker.
Yeah.
That is a linebacker right there. That's a man. No, man, it's just I don't know. I usually say, you know, when we get a new head coach, you know, I'm a UCLA fan. So I said, give Chip time, you know, the UCLA basketball coach. I said, we got to give him time. Gruden, he just got to figure it out, man. You got to figure it out. And it's been our defense for years. Like we haven't had solid defensive backs since Charlie Woodson and Eric Allen. You know what I mean? We need help at the safety position. But honestly, it is coaching though. I think we got a good defensive coordinator this time around. Who are the Eagles gonna get?
Pick is in. I already know, but I'll let you guys find out.
There you go. Hey,
they had to get him.
Wow. Okay.
Don't they say Philly has the most passionate fans among anyone? Isn't that kind of the MO of Philly fans?
I mean, they say that. Yeah, they say that for the Raiders. They say that for the Packers. They say that for the Steelers.
That for the Bills.
Look at Max. Like, damn, there goes another one of my receivers getting picked.
What did the Cowboys get besides moving back to 12?
I don't know.
They got the 84th pick in the 12th.
84th pick? What is that like? That's like the third or the fourth round?
Third round, yeah.
The third rounder.
Wow.
Hey, question. Do you think, is this the lowest the Heisman Trophy winner has gone in the draft since Manziel? Is that right?
What Manziel went when?
He went like 22nd to the Browns, remember? He called them and was like, hey, draft me. They're like, okay. Drafted. Like, that's how that went down.
They definitely got speed. I mean,
Trent Richardson went third. You better hope not.
Trent Richardson. Yeah. Trent Richardson built like a small refrigerator.
Mini fridge in your college dorm.
So, Baylor, what do you think of the whole Aaron Rodgers stuff that's been on the internet today?
Hey, come back home. Hey, Rod, come back to Cali. And then drive 3 hours. Drive 3 hours to Vegas.
You think Rodgers is a Vegas guy?
No, but I think he's a Bay Area guy. And it's not too far away.
Yeah.
But I think he's a Gruden guy. I think he would like playing for Gruden. I think she likes his pick.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's who I wanted.
Yeah, he's good.
God, that's who I wanted. That hurt.
Hey, his comp, LeVar Arrington.
Ooh, I like that. LeVar was nasty.
Oh, man, I wanted
him. Both played at Penn State, too.
Yeah.
That's why I said it, Kyle.
Yeah.
Well, the comp doesn't have to go to the same school as a person.
It's even better if it does.
This was rigged. He already got the colors on.
I always like to look at the shoes. Like, I like the sneaker look. Here's another good question. What are you wearing when you get drafted? Crocs?
Oh, it's got to be velvet. It's got to be a velvet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd go Zeke and just cut my dress shirt off at my right below my ribs so my abs show.
I might do something different and just show up in like some Nike sweatpants and like a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And just say, look, I'm here. I'm ready to go to practice.
Yo, hey, fly me direct flight to the weight room.
Yeah, I'm going. Room. You know what I mean?
This is already having to play.
You know them. You know them optional workout joint. That mm-hmm. I'm going straight there. I know the veterans won't be there, but I will. I'm taking somebody's spot. Third quarterback.
You can clown on Herbert. That's fine.
Well, no, we'll see. That's not
wins and losses.
No, look, we already know who the number one quarterback is, right?
Mahomes.
Oh, I was thinking Derek Carr, but Mahomes too. That's
oh no, no, wait.
That's we're talking division.
Yeah, no.
Do I have the divisions correct?
All right, so look.
Isn't it Chargers, Chiefs, Raiders, and Broncos, right?
Broncos.
Yeah, so you got.
Wait a second. Derek Carr right now is the fifth best quarterback in that division. Herbert. You might be sixth. Herbert, Mahomes. Hold on. Herbert, Mahomes. Then you got Drew Locke.
Bridgewater.
You got Bridgewater.
You got Bridgewater too.
And you got Tyrod Taylor if he's still around, and then you got Derek. I said it, Taylor. There, I said it.
Hey, as long as y'all have that staff over there,
and you have that Broncos wide receiver who played quarterback when they had all those people on COVID, Herbert or Burrow, if you have to start a franchise tomorrow.
Herbert is different, man. I gotta go with Herbert.
Yeah. Wait, he was the fourth best quarterback in the division.
That just tells you how great that division of quarterbacks is. We got some killers over there, man. No, I think Justin Herbert is nice, man. I'll take him.
Hey, what if Baylor, how about this? Derek Carr breaks out and has a Joe Flacco season.
Oh, don't wish that evil on me.
Hey, how about this? You could either make the playoffs for the next five. This might be an easy one, but
hear me out. Okay.
You can be in the playoffs. Okay, how about this? The Lakers in five the next back-to-back 2 years. Or
Derek Carr takes you to a Super Bowl, you win it, but you he has to be your quarterback for the next 7 years, like Flacco was.
Wait a minute. Wait,
you can only you pick one scenario.
You can only pick one. Red pill or blue pill, barely. You got to pick one.
Wait. So
it's back-to-back championships. It's back-to-back champions for the Lakers.
Uh-huh.
Or you get a Super Bowl title this year, but Joe Flacco and John Gruden are your head coach. Or excuse me, not Joe Flacco. Derek Carr is your quarterback, and Gruden's your coach for the next decade. You roll the dice there.
So it was either back to back or a Super Bowl. Oh, that's a tough one.
Right here, the Jets traded.
Who do they want?
The Jets. The pick is in. The Jets are at 14.
The Jets about to draft the head coach. That's what they're about to do.
Hey, you know it'd be crazy if the Jets drafted Mac Jones too and gave the Belichick the double middle finger.
Oh, wow.
That would be – and then just hold them for leverage.
Just a double bird. All right, Baylor. Okay.
Hey, your man, pick. I could not find my Raiders shirt, man. I could not find my Raiders shirt.
You think Mark Davis and John Gruden have blindfolds over their face and they're throwing darts at a wall and whoever?
Hey,
only if Incognito let him into the dive bar.
Hey, they put not black tape over their draft cam. There's like, why can't we see in there? Who knows what they're doing?
Hey, it's the Raiders' way, okay?
Exactly. Exactly.
We just re-signed our kicker, so I'm excited about that.
Who's your Carlson? Your kicker?
Yeah. He's like a
That's the highlight of your offseason. You re-signed our kicker.
Is Howie Long a top five Raider?
You know, this is a great song, this commercial for the Raiders.
He might, yes. Whoa. Yeah. Well, we go Marcus. It's Tim Brown.
Tim Brown.
Stabler.
Yep.
Bo Jackson.
Bo.
You guys forgot about Bo? That's like naming the all-time Lakers and forgetting LeBron.
Because when I put Bo up there, people say he didn't play long enough.
But his impact.
He played long enough to drag Bosworth from the Kingdom to Tacoma. That's all you need to see.
Okay.
I'm serious. Saban needs to be the Calipari and just sit there and be like, yep, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right. Yeah. I'm not mad at it. You got to protect the car.
Yes, you do.
You got to protect the car. We need car insurance.
Protect the Peterman. All right. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. All right. Thanks, Baylor.
Thanks, Baylor.
All right, fellas.
Be good.
Till
next time.